Blog Talk Radio.
MikeSpirit.fm. Good morning, and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann and Sarah May. The airwaves are now open, and these respected UK Sky Television psychics will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette and Sarah now, 7602-834-611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann and Sarah May.
Good morning and welcome to Guiding Lights. My name is Jeanette Ann Coombe and I'm here with my friend and co-host Sarah May, and we're here this morning to take your calls on any areas that you'd like to find out about, any burning questions or anything that comes, you know, that you'd like to have some guidance on, really. So I think we've got one caller in the system. So, and first, before I do that, I'm going to introduce Sarah. So, let her intro herself as well. Hi, Sarah.
Good. Hi, Jeanette. Good morning, everyone. Nice and bright and early. It's 9 o'clock on a Monday morning for us here in the UK. I do know that we have American listeners out there, and I'm hoping we have some friends from the UK listening in as well, and maybe other areas as well. So we would like to welcome you to our show. We're going to be with you for a short time. Any of you want to have a reading with us, please do use the telephone number or press click on Skype, and you'll get a free reading with us. So that's something that we really want to do. We're both spirit communicators. We're both mediums. Just tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a clairvoyant, clairsentient medium with a little bit of clairaudience. The voices actually come into my third eye. I've been doing this for quite some time, audiences, psychic fairs, and both Jeanette and myself have done Sky Television. We're both working on Psychic World TV as we speak, a Sky Television programme in the UK. Do we have a caller in at the moment, or...?
I'm not quite sure if we have a caller. No, we don't have one at the moment. There we go. Just had that confirmed. But we can just tell the viewers a little bit how we work and why they should call us this morning. So over to you, Sarah. How are you working today?
Okay, the beauty of this is that I can work any way that I like, because when we work on Sky Television, we are restricted by Ofcom regulations, which we do abide to, and we can't actually be clairvoyants or mediums, but we can do this on the radio. So I'm basically firing on all cylinders, and I basically get links from spirit. And I feel the sense, I come into your energy and I will link with you and talk to you if you want to call into the show. I see pictures in my mind. It's almost like it transfers through to me like somebody's talking to me. But sometimes I feel that they're standing behind me. And that's basically how I work. But there's many other ways too.
Okay, that's fantastic. Very, very similar to you. I'm a clairsentient and a clairvoyant. I'm also an empath. And I also like to work with my cards as well, my intuitive cards. And I'm a teacher of tarot and psychic development. And I'm also a consultant member for the British Astrological and Psychic Society, and I teach for them as well. I do believe we've got a call in, Sarah, and this is on area code 631. I don't know whether you'd like to start this one off or whether you'd like me to do it, but I'll just leave it out there.
Should we both have a go with this one, Jeanette?
Yes.
It'd be nice if we could have a dual reading with somebody for our first reading.
Yeah,
do you want
okay.
to click in first, or do you want me to, sweetheart?
You can go first if you like.
Okay, hello caller, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Sweetheart. Was that Jeanette saying hello?
No, no, that wasn't me. That was the caller.
Okay,
that was
hello.
Me, Anne.
Okay, what's your name, sweetheart?
Anne.
Anne. Mm. Okay, Anne, you sound like you're in America, darling.
Yes, I am. I'm in New York.
Lovely.
Long Island.
Wow, New York. I wish I was there. Shopping's supposed to be fantastic in New York. Well, thank you so much for being our first caller on Guiding Lights. And let's have a look and see what we've got with you. I've got your name right, haven't I, by calling you Anne?
Yes,
it is Anne.
Lovely. Okay, Anne, darling. First thing I get is aching knees. I'd like to say that I do get a lot of pains and aches because sometimes the person from spirit shows me themselves by their aches and pains or tells me about the people that are close to you. Is there somebody around you or somebody in spirit that suffered with their knees, sweetheart?
Well, I'm actually having a problem with my left knee, and yes, my mother had problems with her knees, and she's passed over to spirit, and so did my dad, so
right.
It's kind of all three there.
Lovely, I mean, still got a tree, yeah?
I think I may have done something to mine, but my left knee anyway.
Okay.
But it's funny, because we all tie into the knees.
Knees, we've got knees. Okay, right, let's have a look and see what else we've got with you, sweetheart. They're giving me a link in July with you, so is this a celebration of a birthday or maybe a passing in July?
Okay, and my mother passed on
June 29th
and was buried
on July 1st.
Oh, interesting. Okay, thank you. I do want to give you the name Sue. I don't know where this comes in with you. Can you take a Sue?
I know a few Susan, like friends.
Good. Sometimes I talk about the people on Earth. I'll often get somebody's neighbours or the people that you work with. It's almost spirit's way of telling you that they're all around you. Okay. I get a blanket around somebody as well, sweetheart. So I don't know whether Mom had a blanket around her shoulders, or whether she's actually putting this blanket around your shoulders, almost like a comfort blanket for you.
Yeah?
Okay. And the feeling that I get with you, that there's been a few blocks with you. Right?
Yeah.
And I feel on a working level and also on a family level, all right? So I don't know whether there's been a distance with somebody in the family around you. And I know Mom and Dad are in spirit, but I get a sense that there's been words unsaid, words unspoken. Do you understand this?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah?
Huh?
And
sure.
What I feel with this, I feel it's a male energy, okay? Somebody's shouting John, but I don't know whether it's John or John is somewhere else in your life. But I just feel that this is going to resolve. This isn't going to always be like this. Do you understand? Somebody's been very stubborn around you, okay? And they just want to bring you some comfort, and they want to say to you that it will all resolve and it will get easier. And I think predominantly this is maybe the reason why you called in. There's a little bit of loneliness there, obviously feeling separated because Mom and Dad are in spirit. But I do feel that around you that people have almost like moved away. Do you understand this?
I did have like a distance between one of me and my brothers. He's like a difficult person, and they did recently move to another state.
Okay. I feel this communication coming in with that, but obviously personalities are personalities and we can't change them. But it's nothing that you've done. It's just his personality, okay? I get it. They're giving me October time around a celebration as well. And this could be an engagement or some sort of a party where family will meet and come together. And that's something that I'd like you to look forward to, sweetheart. And I feel there will be members of family there that you haven't seen for quite some time. And this is, you don't already know about this, this is coming up around about the October time. Okay. I also sense that there's a letter coming through your door. And I feel there's something connected on a working vibration for you. Okay. You've been wanting to do something different or maybe get into something which is connected around social work or counselling or working with people in the care industry. Do you understand this?
It's not a field I'm trying to get into, but...
Okay. Is the,
something I've considered in the past, but it's not something I'm presently trying to get into.
Have you been out of work, sweetheart?
Yes.
Yeah, I do feel this opportunity is coming for you, and it's an opportunity of money, and you may be thinking to yourself it's something that you maybe don't want to do, but I feel that you need to integrate with people and socialise with people, and I think you're very good with people, and I feel you're a little bit isolated where you are, and I feel that there's either the government or somebody is going to open up this opportunity for you, and this is coming in about 2 or 3 weeks. So what I will do, I will leave that with you, and obviously try and let us know one way or another. Add us on Facebook, Guiding Lights. I mean, we don't do readings on there, but that Facebook page is there for everybody to come in like a family, because Jeanette and I are both healers, so we do want to obviously grow our family and grow the light. So come on the Facebook page and let us know, give us a little bit of feedback, okay? And I'm going to hand you over to Jeanette. You okay, darling?
Oh, okay, good.
I'm going to hand you over to Jeanette. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, darling, thank you for working with me.
Hello, Anne. Good morning or good evening where you are in New York. I was just listening to Sarah's lovely message, and it's really beautiful, the evidence that she was fetching through for you from your loved ones. What I'm picking up around you is that your life force energy is very, very strong. So you've been really tested lately with the situation around you. Do you understand
yeah.
that, my love? Because
yeah.
I feel like someone has been pushing, and you know there's got to be a feeling, what I'm getting, of let's sort this out once and for all now. Do you understand that feeling of exasperation around you with a particular person who really is testing your patience to the limit?
Yes,
okay, because I feel that as we're going into the month of August, okay, possibly starting around about the July. Now, I know that Sarah's picked up July link with your mum, but I do feel that the month of July is relevant for you as well for sorting out this situation, because I've got this situation is going to be really resolved one way or another, and I feel it's decisions made between July and August. There's going to be a feeling of settling down, and I'm really now getting what I want. So I would say continue being strong, okay, because you have been. Sarah and myself are going to send you healing, okay? You are going to get what you want. You are going to get this sorted out, but it's going to be sorted out because you are going to have to start putting boundaries around yourself, and the other person involved in this who is testing your patience to the limit is going to have to understand that he has to compromise with you. Do you understand that, darling?
Yeah, I think so. Do you
okay.
know
okay
type of what thing is
well
related?
I feel that this is on an emotional level, okay? So this is either
okay.
a family, okay, or this is a partner, but I'm sensing the energy of a male, and I know that it's a close emotional link to you. So, you know, I'm going to go with family. I feel drawn more to family on this, okay? Because I just feel that this is something that hasn't just materialized. I feel that this is something that's been ongoing, but it's like something's almost heightened recently over the last 6 to 9 months. Do you understand that, my love? With family.
Possibly. I can't really, I mean, it's hard to say whether you're seeing something that's related to a family member or someone I used to be seeing.
Right. Maybe it's a little bit of both then, okay?
Could be both.
Because maybe I'm picking up the energies of all of these things that's been around you, okay? Because I know that you've been through such a testing time. One way or another, you've been pushed to the limits of other people's being a little bit unfair with you. Do you understand that?
Yes, and also other issues I'm dealing with as well that have nothing
there
to do with actual people, but other like situations with my home and things
there
like that.
So what you've got to do, you've got to continue being very strong, okay, because I know that you are going to get through this. I do feel that last year particularly tested your patience to the limit, and you are normally a very grounded, solid person. Can I ask you, please, are you an earth sign?
I'm a Leo, August 4th.
Right, okay. So you're very, there's your strength card, but you're very grounded, so I really do feel that if someone did your chart, that you would have a lot of earth in you as well, okay, because you're a very grounded person, say it as it is, warm, kind, tender person. So I really do feel with you that these obstacles that you've had to deal with over the last few months are going to be resolved. And I'm going to leave that one with you, my dear. And it's been lovely connecting with you today. And as Sarah said, you can join our Guiding Lights Facebook page. And it's been lovely talking to you this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the reading. There was just something I did want to clarify about what you said earlier about October, the celebratory type thing in October. Was that something with me, or is it like something connected to someone else?
I do feel, that with you, that there's going to be lots of issues that are going to be going on around about between August and October. There is going to be a lot of settling of situations. So as we do go into the autumn and leading up to the end of the year, you will find that a lot of situations that you've been worrying about are going to resolve. And I leave that one with you, my dear, and I hope that that's helped you this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, my love.
Bye.
Okay, so that's that lovely lady. Now, have we got another lady in the system, Sarah, or anybody there out there, or are we going to play a song? What are we going to do now?
Well, we could have a little bit of a talk about ourselves for a little while, if you like, Jeanette.
Yeah,
Just sort of warm our listeners to us, and they can get a sense of who we are and what we're about. I mean, I'm in the, if I want to go first, Jeanette, and then we'll hand over to you, and you can obviously tell everybody a little bit about yourself as well.
Okay.
I'm basically in the West Midlands in the United Kingdom in a lovely little place called Solihull, just so you can all get a picture as to where I am, which is near Birmingham. And I do know there's a Birmingham in America, but I'm in Birmingham in the United Kingdom. And I have been working in this field as a professional, 24/7, for about 4 or 5 years now. I've had many other roles in my past, and spirit came into me at the age in my 20s, where I had a buzzing in my third eye which clicked open, and there was a real lady standing looking at me, and I was a little bit scared. And my sister-in-law came round the next day, because obviously this is in the evening, nighttime, and I was in bed, and as happens when we work with spirit, they often come in just as you start to go into your dream state. And basically I ended up in a spiritualist church in Hall Green in Birmingham, and I developed all the abilities that I have, and I'm still developing now. I'm always learning. Basically I was in an open circle development group, and then a closed development group where we did a lot of work, rescue work, trance work, psychometry, flower readings. And this time that I spent there, I absolutely loved and adored. And at that time, I had a lovely guide with me who's always remained, by the name of Chan. And Chan is this little Chinese man. And he used to come to me in meditations, and we used to talk quite a lot. And now he's always there in the background. And I'd like to say that Chan will be with us today during the hour that we're here. And I have many other guides that work with me as well. So that's just a short introduction to me. But I do realise that when I was younger, I actually had this gift as a child. I had a very lively imagination. I used to play wild in the fields when I was a child. I had imaginary friends, which obviously were not imaginary friends. I used to see a sea of faces in the wallpaper, and I thought that was pretty normal. They just used to appear in front of me. And odd things happened as well, and I always had a knowing, but I sense spirit, so I don't actually see them standing in front of me as I know some people do. That's just a little bit of an insight into me. Jeanette, what about you? Where are you, and how did it all come in for you?
Okay, well, that was an interesting story with yourself, Sarah. I'm from Swansea in South Wales in the UK. I live very, very close to the sea, which I really do adore, because I get a lot of my energy from the sea, you know, to ground myself and close myself down after I've worked. But very similar to yourself, I was a small child when I started having dreams that were then on my waking hours, then within a couple of days would all come true. I also had an imaginary friend, and I also saw full body spirits when I was a child. I thought that it was quite normal and that everybody else was seeing them as well as me, but it was only when I got older that I realized that that wasn't the case. I was always interested in developing, and I used to find that when I was about 14 or 15, when I was going off to sleep, that I would see different faces coming towards me in my mind. And at the time, I just assumed that these were people that I'd saw maybe in the day, and they were just coming to me. But then I used to start regularly seeing a lady in a green Victorian dress and a hat. And she introduced herself to me, and she told me her name was Lily, and she became a guide of mine for a very, very long time. And that's when I really started to work with energy and work with the spirits. And, of course, I trained, and I then became interested in tarot cards, and I trained in that. And now I'm a teacher in tarot cards myself, and I also work with the British Astrological and Psychic Society, and I teach for them. So basically, I feel that, you know, the way I like to work is that I always work in honesty and truth, and I always give positive, uplifting readings. So, you know, if people want to come along and interact with us on our shows, which would be absolutely lovely, because we never judge anyone, and we are here really to help people to overcome any difficulties or obstacles that they might be going through. Because I feel that, you know, sometimes when you're in that place and you're worried about things, things seem to really escalate. So don't worry alone. You've got guiding lights here. We will help you. Sarah and myself, we both come in from a very high source. We both work as light workers and spiritualist mediums, and we are here today to help you overcome any difficulties that you may have.
Lovely. That's lovely, Jeanette. Yeah, I mean, when we do, I don't know about you, Jeanette, I mean, we've worked together on television, so,
yes.
You know, we're used to each other's energies and how we work, although we can't really do the mediumistic side of it on the television. It's really lovely for us to be free and do it now. But on that side of things and that level, when I connect in each reading that I do, which isn't television, you know, my side work, there's always spirit there that want to come and comfort you,
yes.
And give you pointers as to where you need to go, or almost like show you the bigger picture, and help you and support you. And they're always around you. These spirit people, these people that pass to spirit, they're around you all of the time. Sometimes some of you may be a little bit frustrated and you're thinking, well, you know, my mum's gone, and why is she not being close to me? She will be, or dad's gone, or auntie, or whoever. They will definitely be close to you. And sometimes when you're in a little bit of a down state, it's difficult to bring that in. And that's where we come in as communicators, as instruments. We're instruments that pass information from spirit through us to yourselves. And we're both healers as well. I'm a Reiki master. You'll hear healing in my voice. You will hear healing in Jeanette's voice too. We hopefully will trigger certain points in your lives, maybe that's going on now, coming in the future. Maybe pull up a little bit about the past so that we can move forwards. And hopefully there'll be some healing there and some insight for you. And more importantly, evidence of survival. Okay.
That's the most important thing, evidence of survival, because, you know, sometimes when you can't see them or hear them, you really want to have the contact from them. And like Sarah said, they are with you. They do really want to bring their love to you. And that's what Sarah and myself are here to do this morning. We are here to bring evidence that, you know, there is survival and that your loved ones are around you. And, you know, come in, interact with us, and let's have an interesting show. Okay. So, Sarah, what, you know, you said you're a Reiki master. How do you incorporate the healing with your energies? Which way would you, if you was doing a reading now today, how would you interact with the caller and use your healing as well?
Okay. With the Reiki, I've been doing healing long before Reiki, and I'm naturally empathic, and the way that I've always worked, I've always had an abundance of love. I feel a lot of love, and to me, working with spirit is like falling in love. You get those butterfly feelings, and when you connect with somebody who's special, you can feel it. You can feel the link pass through you and go to the other person. So I've always really done the healing, and it's in a compassionate, caring way, that if you're talking to me, I will always be sending you that healing. It radiates from me. And I do psychic surgery as well. That's usually hands-on, but I have done it absently. I've done it with quite a few people. Obviously, that's not something that I'm going to get into today with you. But I know that when you speak to Jeanette or myself, you should leave uplifted and go away. Maybe a few tears, because obviously sometimes we hit a few raw nerves.
Yeah.
But tears lift you and they move you forward. They're a release. And, you know, hoping we can help anybody to do that today.
Okay, so, you know, you're like me, you're very much into your family, and I know that you've got your children, and you're a single mum, but, you know, you do a fantastic job. So, you know, with your gift, how would you say that you kind of juggle the two? Because I know that the family is very important to you.
Oh, my kids, I adore my kids. My Tommy is 21 and he left home at the age of 20, which was like a relief, a blessing, but also sad as well at the same time. He was ready to go. He's a lad and he's living with his mates. And I do see the odd funny pictures on Facebook and I think, no, don't look. But I know that he's really enjoying his life, and he's an aerospace engineer. So he's done well. He's had a few struggles, but he's done it all himself. And I've got my two little ones, Heike and Rudy, who crazy children, very lively, very spirited. All of my kids have got gifts, though Tom's a little bit scared and he doesn't admit it. My children will come to me and say things to me, and I know that my mom's with them. And basically, you know, it's a lively spiritual house. And the way that my family, my parents are up in spirit, everybody, my grandparents. So I do resonate with a lot of people on that respect, but they're very much around me. And when my mom comes in, she's usually laughing.
Wow.
And that's how we always have got by in life. We laugh. Sense of humour is a really big thing. In our family, and I think it's a Birmingham thing as well. People in Birmingham are very, very, you know, sort of like to laugh and take the Mickey, is what we call it, take the Michael. So basically, sense of humour keeps us going. And that's just a little bit about me and my kids, but they are my hub. How do I balance it? I really don't know sometimes, Jeanette, because I can be back to back with work. But obviously we have to provide and we have to keep a roof over the head, so we've got to do it. But we are very lucky to do what we do. I absolutely love the work that I do. So no, we're very lucky and we're very privileged. That's a little bit about me. How about you, Jeanette? I mean, I know that you've got quite a few kids there, haven't you, Jeanette? But all of yours are grown up, aren't they?
They are, yes, indeed they are. I've got four sons of my own, and my husband's got a son and a daughter. So there's six children around us, and they are all grown up now. All really left home, apart from my youngest son, who is just coming back from university. But yes, all my family are all kind of getting out there in the world and doing their own thing, but they always come back and forth to me and their dad, which is the way it should be. But I am, like yourself, very family orientated. I know that you love your cats, so you're very empathic with your animals, the same as me. I love my dogs. I'm very empathic to all animals, really. I think that animals are here with us to teach us how to be kind, really, because they show us unconditional love. And I think that's the lesson that they bring into this life, is that they do love us so much. And I think sometimes humans could do the lesson on being like the animals are, because sometimes humans do hurt each other unnecessarily so, whereas our animals never willingly would do some of the things that humans do. So I'm very, very drawn to my animals. I love being a psychic medium like yourself. I'm always back to back with work down in Swansea. I came in the top five Welsh female psychics of the year this year. I love that because not for the ego, but because the money was raised and it went to a children's hospice down in West Wales. That was really fantastic. I'm very busy. I've got the TV work like yourself. I do juggle and balance, but I think, you know, if you love what you do, like I know that you and I do, and we do love helping people because that's the core reason why we picked this as a profession, then, you know, it's not, it doesn't seem like a job, even though we are making a living out of it. But it definitely is something that I would never change, and I'm really blessed that I have these gifts that I can help other people. And, you know, and I think with you, Sarah, what was your most memorable reading? What can you remember? What stands out with you?
I have many, Jeanette. Mm. The most, the ones that you remember most, I do bring a lot of children through, teenagers. So I don't know why I do this, but there's many, many readings where I've had teenagers or children or 20-year-olds come through to their mums or come through to their parents. And I've had many. They've come through as clear as day. Some I can talk about. One lad actually committed suicide in a prison. Oh. And I had his mom, his auntie, and his sister in the room with me in a shop I work at in Birmingham. And he was an absolute tease. He was pinching me. He was kicking me. I mean, tapping me with a kick. He was teasing his sister. He had her screaming and squealing with the stuff that he was coming out with. And I kept going on about a note. And the mom had got the suicide note in the bag. And the evidence, I gave dates. I gave court dates of what's coming up as well. It's ongoing as well. I gave the names of the people that were around him. His personality was phenomenal. And he actually he took drugs as well. And this was his big downfall. And he ended up being in and out of prison. But in the spirit world, he was very much released and more like a healer and coming through like a guide. And he stayed with me. And he actually said to me, Sarah, I'm going to stay with you and help you. And his name's Mark. Oh. And every now and again, Mark kicks in with me. But his mom and his sister come to see me quite regularly. And even when I was in the room, this little piece of plastic just flicked off the blind and just flew across the room. And it was a little white piece of plastic, and it was in the shape of what looked like a V. Well, his mom's name is L, Lynn, and his sister's name is V, Vicky. Oh. And it was almost like he was telling them he was there with the shape of the piece of plastic. It sheared off a blind in the room. And it's almost like you think, oh, no, that's embarrassing. How do you explain that? And even now, I still am phenomenally shocked by the readings that come through. They still shock me now. So that's just one of many. How about you, Jeanette?
Well, same as you. Lots and lots of readings over the time that have been so precise and accurate that, like you said, you shock at the information that comes through. But when spirit want to get a message through, they will get the message through. And if you allow them to work with you, then they will give you the evidence that you need to tell the family that they are there. But one particular reading then, if you like, that really sticks out to me is when I was working on the television, this lady rung me and she asked me about love and relationships and if there was one coming in for her. And I told her to go out on Saturday and to stand by a bar, and the bar that she needed to go in was going to be a bar that was very, very close to a church clock, you know, so in her area. And she said, oh yes, I know there's a pub there like that. Okay, I said, go there, stand by the bar about 7:30 because you are going to meet a man called Johnson and he's going to be from America. And she went, oh, okay. And she just thanked me and she just went off the line. But she came back through about 4 days after the weekend and said, wow, that she's actually did go out on the Saturday and she did go to the bar that was very close to the church clock because there was like church square, and that she did actually meet a guy called Johnson from America, and that he asked her for the telephone number, and they started speaking to each other via text. And I think I kind of blew her away with that much precise information. So, you know, as I said, when spirit want to help you and want to work with you, they will. We're just conductors of energy. We pass the information on. That's the way that I like to work. And like yourself, we always work from the right source with, you know, working the truth and the light. And that's all you can do, really, yeah? Okay, so I'm going over to you now because I think we have got a caller called Alice. Would you like me to start this one?
Yes, that'd be lovely, Jeanette.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, have we got Alice on the line? Okay, well, we don't seem to have got Alice on the line, Sarah. So let's carry on with you. It's Alison. Okay, have we got Alison on the line?
Okay, I think Alison, looks like Alison's probably not there, Jeanette, but if you want to go over to Mark, there's a Mark on the line.
Okay, let's go over to Mark then. Hello, Mark, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good day to you, Mark, and welcome to Guiding Lights. Now, my name is Jeanette Ann Coombe, and I'm the co-presenter and co-psychic medium with Sarah May. Now, Mark, how can I help you today, please?
Well, I just had a question about numbers and different events. Like, if you see this particular number over and over and over and over, and it happens to be this number of, well, I'll tell you what happened. It's, I see 1227, okay?
What do you see?
The number is
1227.
On the computer, or I just wake up and happen to look up at the night or the clock, and it's 1227. But that number is my address of my property that was illegally foreclosed on.
Ah, now then, I've just added up those numbers for you, okay, my love, and they break down to a life path number of 4, which is all about the home and family. So basically, the reason why you're being shown those numbers all the time, over and over and over and over, is because you are very, very concerned at the moment about your home. You don't feel settled there. Do you understand that, my love?
Yeah, well, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because what I'm picking up with you, okay, you seem to be a very caring person, but you also do seem to be a little bit of a worrier. What is your date of birth, please?
It's January 11th, 1964.
Right. Right. So you're a Capricorn. Now, Capricorns are a very grounded, fixed earth sign, and that would mean with yourself, okay, that you like things to be settled around you, and I feel that you've had an imbalance in your life over the last 2 or 3 months that seems to have been putting you a little bit off balance. Do you understand that, my love?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, there's a lot of things that have been going on since 2007. Like I said, that's when I was illegally foreclosed on and kicked out the street. I'm disabled,
right,
so
there's all your concerns and all your issues about your home. And I feel that the reason why you're having these numbers flashing over to you all the time is that it's basically your subconscious picking up on the fact that you are very, very concerned about your house and your living and the imbalances that you've had around you. Because as I said, Capricorns especially do like to feel settled. Now, as I'm linking in with your energy, okay, I feel that this has been an ongoing big life lesson, all right? And things are going to settle down. Are you thinking about moving to a different area, please?
If I had the money, I would.
Because
yeah.
I just feel that there's going to be some new doors opening with you, okay, and the house. It's almost like something's going to shift and you're going to have the opportunity to go further afield, or at the very, very least, there's a little break or a holiday coming in for you that's going to shift your energy and make you feel happier inside. Because what I'm picking up with you is that you seem to have been, over the last few years especially, just feel restricted and chained to a situation or situations that are around you. Do you understand that, my love?
Yeah, that makes sense. Because it's totally, I've lived at that other place that was foreclosed on for 44 years, and I'm 49.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so this is your restrictions, this is your feeling overwhelmed, this is the imbalance, okay? And I think that this is a big, huge life lesson that you've had. It's all been a bit of a learning curve and a shock, actually. So, you know, you have been through these things, and you know, I just want to say to you that you have really stayed centered, if you like, and you have come through these difficulties. There is going to be a light at the end of the tunnel for you. I do feel as we get ourselves towards more towards the end of the autumn time, that there is going to be new opportunities coming in for you, new contracts, new legal things, things that need to be sorted finally and move yourself on from the situation. So although you've been through this and it has been, really has been what I would say a horrible time in many, many areas, you know, I can see you sitting there with your head in your hands because you've been so stressed, bless you, and you've had to stay strong, and you have. It's like it's tested you, your patience to the limit. But, you know, I do feel that this is an ending coming up of a very bad time. Around about October, November, things are going to start improving for you. And I hope that that's given you some clarity on the situation around you. So I'm going to leave that with you and say thank you very much for allowing me to work with you this morning, Mark.
Okay, appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay, now then, Sarah, have we got anybody else on the line at the moment for Sarah? Right, okay, so I'm going to go back over to Sarah for a sec, so she, because she was telling me about that lovely guy that she's working with, and you said that his name was Mark, and then we had a caller come through called Mark, so that was a little bit strange. Yes, Sarah?
Certainly was, wasn't it? You know, when I do readings, Jeanette, often I will have a little room in somebody's home, or and obviously they tend to know each other, and I'll often name the person that's coming in next, or somebody connected with the person that's coming in next as well. It's very sort of strange how it all seems to just link in, flows, doesn't it, Jeanette?
Certainly does. It really does. So yes, it's been, you know, a journey, I suppose, like myself, that that with you, okay, and myself, that we've had to overcome some obstacles. But at the end of the day, it's been a kind of a funny journey. I mean, say, what was the funniest story that you can ever kind of remember from your journey? Can you remember anything?
Oh, you get some funny spirits come through that where, and I had one yesterday, and I just suddenly had this fit of swearing, and I was going, no, I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it, and I was looking at this angelic-looking girl in front of me. I thought, I can't swear at her, and I was effing, and I can't say what I was saying. I said, I've got to say it, because if I don't, I'm going to explode, and then she just burst out laughing, and she said, that's my mum. And even the specific words that she would use, and, you know, and you get some really funny people come through. You know, how about you?
Oh, dear, I don't know. I mean, say, we've had some funny stories, you know, like you said, in, you know, on the show, on the TV show, you have some lovely people, but you do have some people that make you laugh. Oh, dear. The last, what I can remember was I was doing a reading for a lady, and a husband came through, and I said, I've got your husband here, and she said, he's got a cheek coming through to see me. And she started swearing at him, and I thought, my goodness. I'm sitting here, and she was having a domestic argument with someone that had passed over, and I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to have to leave this energy there for you. And she, as she was going through the door, she was still shouting and swearing, so that was... That was really, really funny. But I would say at the end of the day, what makes this real and keeps things down to earth for you, though?
I'm just such a down-to-earth person, Jeanette. Each reading I do is getting me to the next reading. It's a communication. And it's something that I just thrive, you know, as we do it. It's about communicating. It's about healing, helping. I feel a little bit like a foot soldier. So I feel like I'm literally covering a lot areas slowly, but I'm getting there and I'll never stop. But I'm a very, very grounded person, very down-to-earth person. And it won't change me being on television or radio. It won't make any difference at all. Just as much the same as yourself, really, Jeanette.
Well, that's it, because at the end of the day, you've just got to stay true to who you are. And I think the reason why you and I have people that come back to us time and time and time again is because they can relate to us, okay? And we do keep it real, and we do, you know, we do link in with people on a very personal way, so that they feel that they can open up and talk to us, you know. And that's what I feel is the beauty of, you know, the gifts that we have, is that there's no ego there, and that we just actually link in with people for the, you know, to help them, because that's what it's all about. It's about helping.
It certainly is, Jeanette. Certainly is. Okay. So we've gotten through a fair bit of the show today. We've had a couple of lovely callers in, which we very much appreciate.
Yeah, great.
We'll wait and see if any more callers come in. Obviously, the more calls we get, the more energy we're gonna bring in here. And if you want to come onto our Facebook page, for any of you who've just tuned in, Guiding Lights on Facebook, you will find both Jeanette and myself on there, and many, many, many light workers come into that page. As Jeanette created the page, we gained, we've got at least 500 people on there now, haven't we, Jeanette? And we've only been going a short period of time, a couple of weeks. You know, we had a phenomenal amount of people within the first day or 2 days, and it is increasing. And we're hoping with you listeners there, especially you lovely listeners out in foreign countries, do you want to come in and add yourselves, press like on the Guiding Lights page. And you can obviously become part of our Guiding Lights family. We will be here every week, same time every week. So obviously tell all your friends, tell all your family, and we'd love to be connecting with you. So, Jeanette, you were saying that you've got a guide by the name of Lily. Does she still, you still got her now, or have you moved on to other guides?
No, she still pops in and out at time to time, you know, because what I liked about Lily is that she was a very, very lovely lady with the most beautiful emerald green hat on. And she used to come through, and she used to sit and talk to me about her life. And I feel that she was an actress, or she used to work on the theatre in the media, so maybe what she was actually there to help me with is, because of course I do a lot of media work now, and I do work a lot on TV like yourself, so maybe that was why she was talking to me about, you know, audiences and the buzz of live theatre, so maybe she was trying to help me with that. But she was a lovely lady, and she still comes through very often now when I'm, you know, when I'm sleeping, or when I'm tired. I can just literally see the outline of her, but she always comes through in the same dress. Okay, have we got any callers on at the moment? Let's have a look. Okay, now then, it doesn't seem to be any callers at the moment. So what we're going to actually have a little chat about now is crystals, Sarah. I know that that's something that you are just getting into, and that's been a passion of mine. So what crystal are you getting into at the moment?
Oh, I bought a few crystals yesterday, but I haven't got them close to me. Sodalite I really like.
Now, that is wonderful for grounding.
It's good for grounding, and it's also very good if you've got people around you that are causing a bit of trouble, you know, jealousies, gossiping, all that sort of, you know, nasty people around you, nasty situations around you. If you wear the sodalite and you've got it on you, or put it in your pocket, it almost like helps you to just become yourself, be going to yourself, be at one with yourself. And it does give you the confidence to not worry about what other people are saying or thinking. So sodalite is one that I bought yesterday. But I'm going to, do you know, I don't know whether he's listening today, because I know he's on television. You know our fantastic Nick Stepani, who, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is our voiceover.
Yes, he is indeed.
I've bought sodalite for Nick. I'm on television tomorrow. I don't know whether I'm working with Nick or not tomorrow, because he presents with me, and we do giggle rather a lot, unfortunately. But I've got a sodalite for Nick, and I'm going to give that to him. And I've got quite a few stones that I bought yesterday. How about you, Jeanette?
Well, I think sodalite, like you said, is very, very good for grounding. But I think if you really are feeling a little bit run down, you can't go far wrong with some. Ancient Egyptians used to use this crystal quite a lot, and that was hematite. that is a wonderful all-round helping crystal, especially if you're not feeling very well. So carry a little bit of hematite. It's got a lovely silvery grey shiny look about it, which is really, really good. Or if you're feeling like as though someone is getting to you, or there's a little bit of negativity around you, then Tiger's Eye is a wonderful crystal for all-round protection. I sometimes put a little bit of Tiger's Eye by my laptop when I'm working, because it keeps, it's also very good for balancing out the, you know, any electrical things in the home. So Tiger's Eye is an all-round crystal for protection and to stop any negative energies coming around you. So, yeah, I mean to say crystals are an absolutely fantastic subject that we could kind of, you know, have a look at through the shows. But I think anybody out there, if they needing just to have a little quick pick-you-up, just get some citrine, because citrine is a wonderful energizing crystal. A little bit of yellow citrine will help. You know, you really, really will enjoy the citrine, the energy that it gives you, or just put some in your pocket, anywhere like that, in your pocket, carry some with you, put some in the bath. It's really good for energizing. So a little bit of yellow citrine is like a little bit of sunshine in your pocket. That's what I think about that. Yeah.
Citrine, you know, is a stone that I use for abundance for many.
Yeah, it's really good.
If you get some citrine and you put it in the bottom left-hand corner of your home, as you walk through your front door, bottom left-hand corner, ask for money to come in and put some in your purse, but not next to the notes or the coins, just somewhere in your purse, and ask for that to come in. And I've always found there's always been something in my purse.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, anything, you just got to ask out for what you want. And there's nothing wrong in asking out for abundance. As long as you ask for love and abundance and happiness, there is absolutely nothing wrong in asking for abundance, because some people think, oh, well, you know, I maybe shouldn't ask for that. But I think, you know, we all deserve a little bit of happiness and a little bit of abundance in our life. So, you know, I always say, what do you think about, you bring about. So as long as you're positive and you're calling out for happiness, love and abundance, then I think, you know, the universe will listen to you and bring in things that you need to have to make your life tick over in a very happy way.
Yeah, and there's not many rich psychics and mediums out there, isn't there, Jeanette, other than the ones that have really made it big. We're all driving around in tatty old cars, I will tell you that. I don't know whether there's a gentleman online here who maybe wants to pop in and say hi to everybody. He's a very special guy. What kind of car does he drive around in? Is he there?
Well, I can tell you what I drive, lady. Okay, I drive a Shogun.
Oh, typical.
Typical builder. That's why we have a Shogun. But girls, I must say, fantastic show. I've loved listening to your show. I love being a part of your show, and I must say congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
And fantastic, and I hope that we have many, many, many happy months together of you working on the Mike Spirit FM network, and welcome to the family, so to speak.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
No problem, the daughters. You know, but I'm going to lay you into a little secret. Robert's your dad.
He is.
He is. I know he wouldn't be happy with that, but Robert is the dad. I'm just a young lad.
Rob can't speak, so we can all let him
know. He can, but let's not let him know that his voice can be heard, particularly here today, because you know, it's early in the morning for Robert, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes.
And
yes.
No, we must... remember, it is early, you know, and it is almost 4 a.m. in the morning for a lot of people on Eastern Standard Time. And even earlier, if you're on Pacific Standard Time, I think it's something like midnight for them now. So it's not really that out of reach, is it?
But, it's good effort on Rob for managing to stay awake. So you think Rob is the hero of the show then today, is he, girls and boys?
Well... Let's give him a big head. That's what he's like. I know if I know if you're in Australia, okay, it's probably now about late afternoon in Australia. I think they are something like 12 hours in front of us here in the UK. So I know a good friend of mine, a regular guest on my network. I know that he's on, and he's probably listening. So,
what's his name, Mike?
I'm not going to tell you, because you might pinch him. No, his name is Matthew James, and he's been a regular on the show. Because I know it, when I go live at 8 p.m., it's something like 6 a.m. in the morning for him. So it's probably reversed around now. Early in the morning for us, but late in the evening for him. So, but anyway, girls, I just want to say thank you very much. You've done an amazing show, your first show, and I know it's going to be many to come. So thank you very much for being a part of the Mike Spirit FM family.
Oh, thank you for looking after us, Mike.
Yeah, lovely.
No problem. I'm going to leave the rest of the show to you. I know you haven't got long left, but enjoy the time you have left.
Thanks, Mike. Well, there we go. The fantastic nice. Mike Davis.
Fantastic.
You know, usually Mike is building houses on Monday mornings, but we've been very lucky today because it rained. We've been very lucky to have Mike Davis with us, and I think that's fantastic energy to start our show off, our first show, don't you, Jeanette?
Oh, definitely. I think we're coming up to a break, but it's been, I just want to say to the viewers, it's been absolutely lovely linking in and all the listeners out there. So, yeah, we're looking forward to many, many more shows to come, aren't we, Sarah?
We certainly are, and we will be back again, 9 a.m. GM time next Monday, folks. It's been absolutely lovely. And thank you, Jeanette.
And you too, and everybody else.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette and Sarah will be back with you next week at the same time, 9:30 GMT. Meanwhile, contact them direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or check out their websites. Jeanette is available at www.jeanette-coon-psychic-tarot.co.uk and Sarah available at www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Until next week, take care.